bit. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, after a couple of tough losses in Anaheim, the Orioles are here tonight. They'll try and get back in the win column as they open a four-game series against the Oakland Athletics. And, Skipper Buck Showalter kind of shaking things up a little bit. Tim Beckham tonight will lead off. Adam Jones will bat fourth. And the big fella, Chris Davis, gets a night off. Maybe tomorrow night as well. So Chris Davis getting a mental break, and we'll come back with Buck Showalter and the Geico Manager's Report right after this.
Now in Oakland, and with Skipper Buck Showalter, this is the Manager's Report. Buck, good news about Rickard, huh?
Yeah, Joey looks like he's fine and passed all the tests, and more of a glancing blow. I'm sure you saw the replay of it, but very dangerous and very scary. But, Joey's, I like to say he dodged a bullet. He didn't dodge that bullet. But another reminder of the fortitude it takes to get in there, and knowing that, you know, you've got to commit to the plate, and, you know, guys are throwing balls all over the place sometimes. It's another reminder of the courage it takes to hit at this level.
Is Joey Rickard the kind of a player, you know, from your history and your experience, the kind of player that gets right back in the next day, no problems?
Oh, sure. Well, we'll see. You know, it may have something to do with their pitcher, but Joey, he more than most is a real competitive guy. That all our guys are competitive, but Joey, it's not something. I think sometimes, Joe, it's best to get right back into the fray instead of waiting around thinking about it.
Yeah. One question about the game yesterday, Kevin Gausman. It doesn't take much, you know, wins and losses, but you look at that game yesterday, and if a pop-up gets caught, and if he handles a comebacker, it could have been different, huh?
Yeah, I think that was frustrating for him. You know, the pop-up was a well-placed base hit that went into the sun when it left the bat, and John couldn't see it initially. And Kevin, because of his delivery, which allows him to get people out, you know, he was about a half a tick count, a little tardy with that ball, and it's a ground ball that went up the middle. But Kevin was good yesterday. He's pitched real well for us here.
Again, with Skipper Buck Showalter, as we continue with the manager's report. Now you're in Oakland, take on the Athletics. Now, there's a team, Buck, that's made a lot of moves at the trade deadline. So right now they're giving youngsters opportunities. How tough is it to play a team like that?
Well, it's always tough in the big leagues. You know, they're firing on all cylinders. There's a lot of unknown there, but they also are trying to win every game. And I think they have one of the best managers in baseball, and Bob Melvin. They have a lot of different pieces left, right. You'll see all right-hand hitters tonight, and then four or five in the lineup tomorrow. So it presents a challenge, and a lot of people may not look at it that way. But, disappointed not winning that series yesterday. We had a shot there. You know, Gauss pitched well, and we didn't do much off a starter we probably should have. But you turn the page, and there's another challenge around the corner, especially on the West Coast, where guys in another, probably about today or tomorrow, they'll start getting their clock a little adjusted. And I was so proud of that first night.
Yeah. Now, the game tonight, Buck, Tim Beckham leads off. Your thoughts on that?
Chris is going to give Chris a day or two off and let him kind of restart. Adam's leading our club and with people in scoring position. Adam can hit anywhere. You know, Beck has kind of been a good force for us. And just trying to move things around the way they best fit. And our guys don't really care too much about batting order and stuff as much as people make a big story out of it. So, you know, he was our best option today, and that's where we're going.
How tough is that for a manager to do? I mean, Beckham was doing so great lower in the order, and now you move him. Is that a tough decision to make for you?
It depends on, you know, where you think he is mechanically and with a lot of things. He's got a really good approach that, listening to him articulate it really makes you have a lot of confidence in it. Doesn't mean he's going to get a hit tonight or what have you, and that's the reason. You know, the batting order is something that people like to talk about, and I'm telling you, it just doesn't mean that much to players.
And finally, Wade Miley, are you happy with the direction he's going in right now?
Well, so far, yeah, it's been better. It's been a lot more competitive. He's been he's given us a chance to win in his recent outings, and he'll have his work cut out for him tonight with an all right-hand lineup, but he's capable of defending himself. Otherwise, he wouldn't be a left-handed starter.
All right, Buck, thank you, and good luck in America's most bemoaned ballpark here tonight.
Oh, I'm not going there. Every time I say something, I get in trouble.
Okay, so no trouble for Buck Showalter. Now, yesterday afternoon in Anaheim, Joey Rickard was hit by a pitch on the batting helmet, and he lived to tell us about it. In fact, he and Jim Hunter, they'll talk about that when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
It is a cool but a pleasant evening in Northern California. We are in Oakland, opening game of a four-game series with the AL West last-place team, the Oakland Athletics. Of course, yesterday, the day game in Anaheim in the rubber game, Joey Rickard forced out of the game when he was hit in the head, the forehead of the batting helmet, by a pitch. Well, Joey is back in the lineup tonight, and we'll chat with Joey Rickard on the Great Clips pregame show next time. Save time with a new online check-in app from Great Clips. No more waiting around, because now we'll be waiting for you. Download our free app today, Great Clips. It's going to be great. Rickard up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles road trip continues tonight. Game one of a four-game series in Oakland against the Athletics, and visiting with Joey Rickard, who gave everybody a scare yesterday. Now, you're hit in the head with a fastball, and you went down, you looked dazed. What was it like at that moment when the impact came?
Like you said, I was just a little dazed, but it was more just of a shock feeling, and it was such a loud impact so close to the ear, so I lost like some hearing, but you know, I was quickly recovered and took me out, you know, more of as a precautionary thing, so I'm good to go.
Of course, you're always looking for pitchers to work inside, certainly not head level. That one just happened to get away from him. But I'm wondering, yesterday there wasn't a cloud in the sky, there was a lot of glare. Was it tougher to see the ball yesterday in that day game?
I would like to think so. Just the spin, like you said, it was really bright. So I think my reactions might have been delayed just the slightest amount that, you know, caused me not to be able to get out of the way. But like you said, yeah, they're just trying to throw inside. Nothing's really, you know, once in a while you're going to, you know, get one up and in. That's just accidental. It's the way the game is.
You have about a quarter of a second when you're hitting to figure out what they're throwing and then to put a good swing on it. Now, you're never expecting one to come in there, so I got to believe that by the time you realize where that ball was going, there was no time to get out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you're just trying to stand in there, maybe, you know, out of his hand, you maybe think it's a breaking ball or something, but like you said, it was bright. Wasn't really seeing the ball too good out of him. He had good deception, which all, you know, kind of just led to getting hit in the head and not being able to get out of the way.
Now, a day later, any residual effects, or are you good to go?
No, I'm good to go. I was out here shagging earlier and running around, and there's no side effects or anything. I'm good as new.
You've been playing really well, Joey, and you've made 11 consecutive starts through yesterday. And your batting average is starting to come around. You're having some big gains with the bat. Does that go hand in hand when you get more at-bats and more playing time? You're more comfortable and you had better chance to go out and succeed?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody would agree that, you know, just the more consistent at-bats you get, you start to see the ball a little better. But, you know, just being my role on this team, you know, I gotta find a way to, you know, stay ready and just be ready for whenever my name is called.
Do you feel that you're a better hitter this year from last year as a rookie because of the experience? Do you know what to expect more this year?
I think experience can help you, but it can also hurt you in ways if you tend to overthink. But, yeah, I think for me personally, going through, seeing all these stadiums, seeing some pitchers, seeing how they work, it definitely helps me out a little bit.
When you go up with your game plan, do you like to look for a pitch you like, or do you look at the game plan knowing what the opposing pitcher throws and try to outthink him to get the pitch you're looking for? Because it really is a cat and mouse game.
Yeah, it is. But the more success I have, it's usually just me sticking to my approach and hitting the pitch that I'm looking for. If I tend to look for their strength, that's when you tend to get yourself in trouble. So usually just keep it simple and stick to a pitch and try to put a good swing on it and don't miss it.
One thing you do that I believe also gives you a chance to succeed is that you're willing to use the opposite field. I mean, Trey Mancini's probably the best on this team at that foul line to foul line, but I've noticed that a lot with you this year, and that's got to be an approach that you're conscious of when you get into the batter's box.
Definitely. It's, you know, everything's locked in for me personally when I can, you know, hit the ball, you know, down right field line one swing and then down left field the next swing. So it's more kind of just telling me, you know, what's going on, how's my timing, and just kind of going from there.
Now, one thing that is a big part of your game that we haven't seen a lot of this year is bunting for base hits. Is that because the opposing teams know that and they're taking it away, or are you saving that up for a time when you feel that it'll really, really work?
I mean, I got a couple last year, and I think teams are a little more cautious of it, and I'm just trying to pick the right time and place. But I like the way, you know, this team, you know, swings a bat, so I'm just trying to do my part. And if I think bunting is, you know, the best way that at bat, then I'm going to do that.
You know, it's an interesting team because they very much do play for the big inning. Very few stolen base attempts. I can't remember the last time there was a sacrifice bunt. So as long as 1-9 understands that, I guess that's the way to go about it.
Yeah, there's always the game inside the game. But we're cautiously thinking about it. And, you know, we do like to play for the big inning. But for a guy like me, I think it'd be a good idea to lay one down once in a while.
Yesterday was a tough loss because it gave the Angels 2 out of 3 in that series. So the O's now looking to bounce back tonight. Are you looking at this West Coast road trip like a lot of us are, that this really could be the difference maker in a strong push for a playoff berth?
Definitely. This is a big road trip for us. That being said, there is a lot of baseball left. We look forward to getting back home, but we just got to take care of business, you know, one game at a time.
Okay, if you do get in there tonight and the first pitch comes in, are there going to be any residual thoughts from yesterday where the last thing you saw was a baseball going right at your forehead?
I don't think so. That's not the first time I've been hit there. It's baseball. I think the odds are it's not going to happen anytime soon.
So Joey Rickard is back in the lineup tonight, and he is batting ninth. And as he mentioned, the Orioles, a few of them anyway, came out for early batting practice here tonight. And Joey didn't hit with the early group, but he did go out and shag. He wanted to make sure he could run around and not have any residual effects from being hit in the helmet. And fortunately, he did get past that, and he was okay. Traveled with the team to Oakland after the game yesterday afternoon, and he's back in the lineup tonight making his 12th consecutive start. So the Orioles and Athletics getting set to play the opener of this four-game series. Well, the Orioles, after a four-game series here in Oakland, will head up to Seattle. Seattle, one of the teams ahead of the Orioles in the wild card chase. So these four games here are very, very big for the Orioles before they head north to play the Mariners Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And from the Oakland Coliseum, stay tuned now for Orioles baseball.
All right, good morning and hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Jim Hunter back at the Oakland Coliseum with the Orioles here. Tonight, back in the win column after a couple of losses down in Southern California, they come to Northern California and they win the first of a four-game series, and they win it in very powerful fashion, if you will. They get 10 hits, 9 extra base hits, and they wind up with a total of 4 home runs twice in the game tonight. They went back-to-back. Wade Miley, he went 7 innings, gave up 1 unearned run, and that came in the first inning when Miley had to throw 26 pitches, but after that, he recovered very nicely, and his first quality start in his last 13 starts. So good job, Miley, tonight. Now, Tim Beckham began the game tonight in very exciting fashion. Here comes the next offering, and Beckham sends a fly ball. Deep center, backing up, Rajai Davis backing up off the wall. And the ball goes right past Davis. Beckham into third base, and he's going to get there without a play. How about that? Beckham, a leadoff triple to get his game started as he hit one off the fence in center about 400 feet away. Rajai Davis never got there, and so Beckham in the hit column again. Yeah, he has now hit safely in 10 consecutive games as an Oriole. Moments after that, Manny Machado picked up the RBI with a ground ball hit to third base. So the Orioles had a 1-0 lead. Now, Miley began his game giving up a single to Rajai Davis. But then the Orioles, defensively, not good. So Semien, the count 3-2. There goes Dave. No, he got it picked off. Mancini throw to second base, goes right past Beckham, and he winds up in left field. And there goes Davis to third, and he will get there without a throw. My goodness. Miley had him picked off, but then Mancini came off the bag. Rajai Davis just kept on running, and very intelligently so. Yeah, and Mancini threw the ball away. So the Athletics had the tying run third base with nobody out, and then he scored on a fly ball off the bat of Jed Lowrie. But then came the fireworks for the Orioles in the top of the fourth inning.
The pitch is swung on and driven. Deep left field. That ball's got a chance. Back it goes, and that ball is gone. Adam Jones on a 3-2 pitch hits it out, and the Orioles get the lead back at 2-1. He worked the count full to 3-2, and it looked like Smith hung a breaking ball. And Adam was all over it. His 21st home run of the year. And he snaps out of an 0-for-10 with that home run.
So there you go. And then on the very next pitch.
And the pitch is swung on and driven to right field. That ball's hit deep. Back on it is Pinder. And that ball is gone. It's into the stands in right field. Trey Mancini goes the opposite way. And the Orioles, with back-to-back home runs, have a 3-1 lead here in the fourth.
And at that point, the Orioles had gone back-to-back this season 8 times, and Trey Mancini had participated in 3 of them. But stay tuned, because in the sixth inning...
3-1 pitch is swung on and driven to deep left field. That ball's going to be way back and gone. Oh, did he crush that one. Mancini, a 3-for-3, 2-home-run night. His team leading 4th multi-home run game. And the Orioles have a 4-1 lead here in the sixth.
All right, so Boom Boom gets it done again. Now, Mark Trumbo was coming up to hit next. Trumbo, when he came up in that sixth inning, had gone 0-for-24.
And Smith deals, swinging a high fly ball left field. This ball's hit deep. Back, that ball goes, and that ball is gone. And for a second time in this game, the Orioles have gone back-to-back. Mark Trumbo delivers. He snaps an 0-for-24 with authority with his 18th home run. And the Orioles' lead is now 5-1.
So there you go. Trumbo with a jumbo in Northern California. And at that point, the Orioles have the game in command. In the seventh inning, with one out, Beckham a double. Yep. Beckham, another base hit. And then with 2 outs, Cope was on base on an error. It gave Adam Jones an opportunity.
And the pitch to Jones is swung on and grounded. That's a fair ball down the left field line for a base hit. Here's Beckham to score, heading to third is Scope. He's going to be sent. Now the stop sign comes up. He runs all the way through it. The throw to the plate. He is safe as the ball gets by Dustin Garneau. And on at second base with a 2-run double is Adam Jones. He has a 3 RBI night.
So indeed, Wade Miley met you at first inning, threw 26 pitches, gave up 1 unearned run. After that, no runs at all against Wade Miley. And he ended his game in style.
Wade Miley en route to his 6th win of the year. The left-hander's pitch is a called strike 3, a fastball right down the middle. So Miley gets through 7 innings for the first time since June the 1st, more than 2 months ago. Outstanding recovery from a 26-pitch first inning.
Yeah, so Wade Miley, 7 innings, gives up 1 unearned run, and he wins it here tonight. After that, the bullpen parade began. Darren O'Day, in the 8th inning, gave up a single, and then an RBI double, and then a walk. And so there were men on base in that 8th inning when Darren O'Day did what he had to do. And O'Day with the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to short, Beckham could be 2. Scope gets 1, Mancini gets 2. 6-4-3, tailor-made double play ball thrown by Darren O'Day. Nicely done. And eventually, Buck Showalter had to make 3 pitching changes to get the final 3 outs. In the 9th inning, well, it was Blyer. He got the first out. And then Brock came in, got the second out. But there were also 2 sides, a single, a double, and a walk. And so Britton came on to pitch with the bases loaded. And again, Britton, standing tall, takes a look. He comes to a set. And again, delivers 2-2. Lowry, a fly ball, right field. Coming over, Rickard lunging at it. And he makes a backhand catch. And he made the catch maybe 2 feet fair. An outstanding play by Rickard on a dead run on a sinking liner, lunging over, made the backhand catch, and that's how the game ends, and the Orioles are back in the win column as they take the 1-4 in Oakland. So Zach Britton win it. They do. They win it. Zach Britton picks up his 59th consecutive save. Jim Hunter in a moment on the Orioles Radio Network.
Jim Hunter back at the Oakland Coliseum where the Orioles beat the Athletics 7-2, snapping their 2-game losing streak. The Birds are now 2-2 through 4 games of this very critical 10-game road trip. They're now 6-4 in the month of August. Time to hear from the skipper. Now let's head downstairs. Post-game comments, Gary Thorne with Buck Showalter.
Wade Miley gave you a good start, depth start, quality one.
Yeah, that's the type of thing left-hand starters are going to see. 8 or 9 left, right-handed hitters in there, and they got to be able to defend himself. He was, you know, he had that 2 or 3 inches on the outer half that he was able to make the adjustment, get it over there, and had some secondary pitches. I thought he and Cassie have got a good thing going.
Really pounded inside tonight. I mean, he just would not let up on the right-handers in.
Yeah, he fell felt like he had command there, and he felt like he had a place he could go, and he stayed in there until they made an adjustment.
And your home runs that you love to use for runs, you had them tonight.
Well, they're all entertaining, you know, in one way or the other, because it's a run for us. But good to see Mark get some positive, good feel. And, of course, Trey. And every time you think Trey's getting ready to have one of those little periods, he seems to get back on track. It's a real tribute to him. Adam had some big hits for us. And the tackling, somebody's going to wake up tomorrow and think it was an easy game 7-2, but you're getting ready to face Chris Davis there with a tying run.
That was tough at the end for you. You really had to go longer than you wanted?
Well, not really. I felt like, if I bring in Flyer there, it keeps the pitch hitters on the bench at the bottom of their order. And then I had Brad there. Brad got a big strikeout of the pinch hitter, but trying to keep Britton out of the game. But I tell you what, when we brought him in, I was glad I got him some work yesterday.
All right. Skip, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So post-game comments from Buck Showalter as the Orioles get the opener of this very big four-game series for the Birds, beating Oakland 7-2.